Today's daf is Gittin daf Yud Dalet, and we have 15 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis Gufa. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema. The Shoshana Malka Bas Dabra, Tinoik Ben Zisya Ita, and Avram Ben Rachel. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Baruch Bendit Ben Reb Meir. So we're in the middle of a sugya, the sugya of Maimid Shloshtan. Now, how did we get into the sugya of Maimid Shloshtan? It began with the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah says, if somebody tells a shliach, Tnu get zela ishti, or shtar shichur zela avdi, umeis, and then the mishaleich died, lo yitnu la'achar misa. The shliach no longer has a right to fulfill the shlichos. If, however, somebody would tell a shliach, Tnu mono le'ish pleini, give a mono le'ish pleini, meaning, not a get isha, not a get shechur, but simply give somebody a gift, umeis, and then he would die, yitnu la'achar misa, then the halacha would be that you could give it la'achar misa. Now, it's not clear in the Mishnah what the difference is between tnu get isha, tnu get shechur, versus tnuman. So Rav, very cryptically, explained that in order to understand why tnu manal ish pleini umeis yitnu lachamisa, you have to first make the following akimta, and then it's all going to make sense. The akimta is v'hushet tziburim umunachim mekaren's office. It's talking about where this mana was a very, very specific mana. In fact, it was piled up, and it was sitting in a corner. And it's for that reason the halach is tnu manal ish pleini umeis yitnu lachamisa. But the amiraim heard what Rav said, and they themselves weren't sure how exactly that explained the Mishnah and why tziburim umunachim the Karen's office would make a difference. In fact, there was a machloikis, Rav Zvid and Rav Papa, Pashupshad, had explained Rav. Rav Zvid said that what Rav meant was the halacha of Maimid Shloshtan. So Chazal made a special takana that if somebody has an object by somebody else, and he wants to take it from that somebody else and give it to a third person. So for example, Reuven has an object in the possession of Shimon. Reuven now wants that Levi should have that object. If Reuven simply says, Tneu loy lepleini, he tells Shimon, I want you to take this object and give it to Levi, as long as it's b'maimid shloshtan. As long as Reuven, Shimon, and Levi were all present when this declaration took place, the halach is it's chala kinyan, and the object automatically transfers from a halachic perspective from being in the possession of Shimon to now being in the possession of Levi. It's a chiddush, it's what's known as the takono, it's what's known as the kinyan of maimid shloshtan. Either way, Rav Zvid said that Rav understood that the reason Tnu Manal Ish Pleini Umeis Yitnu Lachamisa is because when this person said Tnu Manal Ish Pleini, he did it by Maimid Shloshtan. And being that he did it by Maimid Shloshtan, Rav holds there's a kinyan called Maimid Shloshtan. The reason Rav made the akimta of Vahushet Tziburim Umunach in the Karen's office is because Rav is of the opinion, as we'll see very much in today's daf, that the only time the kinyan of Maimid Shloshtan works is if you want to transfer something specific, such as a pikatan. However, if the thing that you want should go from Shimon to Levi is not a Dover Mesuyan, so for example, if Reuven would have loaned money to Shimon, and now Reuven has a chayv by Shimon, so not a specific item, but rather an IOU, a piece of debt, an obligation, then he would not be able to transfer from Maimid Shloshtan, and that's why Rav had to make the akimta, the hushnet zubur mumunach. Rapapa said a different shana of the Mishnah. Rapapa said the Mishnah has nothing to do with Maimid Shloshtan. The Mishnah is talking about a shchiv merah. Shchiv merah, the halacha is divrei shchiv merah kichsuvin v'chemsurim dami. Thus, he has the ability to transfer something without physically making an akimta. Why did Rav need to say that we're talking v'hushet zuburim u'menachem mekaren's avos? It's Rav l'tameh because Rav said mono l'ploini min chosai. If he said mono zeh noislin, if he says mono stam ein noislin. It's because Rav L'Shitasai holds that the only time divrei shchiv merah kichsuv v'chem surim dami is if we're dealing with something specific. But if it's not something specific, in that instance, you don't say divrei shchiv merah kichsuv v'chem surim dami. So going back to the Mishnah, because that's where this all starts, and then we're going to digress. The Mishnah that said, Ha'im etnu get zel ishti shtar shichu zel abdi umeis lo yinu lachamisa. Why? Because ain't get lachamisa. Why? the Ketzais that we spoke about yesterday, the Stiris and Rashis, all of that, right? However, Tnu Manalish Ploini Umes, then the halacha is Yitnu La'achamisa. And the question is, what's the difference? Why, if Ein Get La'achamisa, could you give a Matana La'achamisa? The answer is one of two things. Either it's because the Kinyan took place based on a Maimich Lashtam, or it's because the Kinyan took place based on Divrei Shchivmer HaKich Suvim Chim Surim Dami. Hatzad HaShavah Shabahen, the reason Tnu Manalish Ploini Umes Yitnu La'achamisa is because whatever had to happen, happened before the person died. It didn't happen, La'achamisa. The question is, all he said was Tnu Manalish Ploini. How could that create a Kinyan? So for that, we have to get created. For that, we have to know a little Torah Shabbat Peh. The Gemara did the work for us. And the Gemara says, there's two ways to figure this out. Either there's something called Maimit Shloshtam, which is a Chiddush that works without doing a Maisa Kinyan. All you need to do is talk, and that in of itself makes it happen. Or it's talking about where he was a Shchivmera. Oh, Shchivmera, Divrei Shchivmera is the equivalent of a Shtar, it's the equivalent of a Nasira, it's the equivalent of all the Kinyanim in the world. That's why it's going to happen. Rav came to us, V'husha Tzibur Mamunachim, because either one of these Terutzim, in Rav's world anyways, is going to require that I came to. Regardless, we mentioned the Kinyan of Maimet Shloshtam. It's the way Rav Zvid learned Pshat in the Sefer of our Mishnah. You also mentioned this idea that it could be the only time Maimet Shloshtam works is if you want to be Makna a Pikadon. But if you want to be Makna a Milva, maybe then it won't be able to work. And it's in that context that today's daf begins. Gufa. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, who's very much the Moro, the Shmaita in this daf. Moro li biyotcha. Somebody goes over to his friend and he tells him that I have a mana by you. Tnei uloi leploini. I want you to take that mana, which is mine, that you have right now, and give it over to somebody else. B'may mitzloshtam. If he said this, b'may mitzloshtam. So Reuven goes over to Shimon and he tells Shimon, my mana that you're holding right now, I want, you should give to Levi. If Reuven, Shimon, and Levi were all present, they were all in the room when this declaration took place, the halacha is kana, Levi, without making any kinyan, is going to be kind of the mana. Amar Rava, Rava said, Mestaber, Milsi, the Rabbi, Bekadin. It's Mestaber that Rav's halacha of Maimet Shloshtam was said only where this mana li biyotcha that Shimon has that really belongs to Reuven was a pikadin. Avol b'milvalai. But if the mana li biyotcha wasn't a physical, tangible item, but all it is a piece of that, Shimon owes Reuven money because he once borrowed money from him, then in Svara, you would think that Rav would not have said this chiddush of Maimet Shloshtam. Stating that, said Rava, Vohelikim, he said, I swear that Amar Rav, Rav said, Afilu b'milva, that this halach is not only true by a pikadim, but it's true by a milva as well. Itmar Nami, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Neshmei de Levi, in the name of Levi, milva libiyotcha. If somebody goes over to his friend and he tells him, not mana libiyotcha, here it's clear. He says, milva libiyotcha, you owe me money because you borrowed money. Instead of paying the loan to me, I want you to give it to somebody else. But mind it, shloshtam, if he said it in the presence of all three people, kana, it's going to be kaina. So this is an itmar nami to what Rava swore, Rav said, and that is that Maimet Shloshtam does not only work when we're dealing with a pikadon, where we're dealing with a physical, tangible item, but even if all it is an intangible debt, that too could be transferred through the kinyan of Maimet Shloshtam. Says the Gemara, V'taymamai. Why is it that Maimet Shloshtam works? Now, the truth is, it's kedai to see Rashi inside, and we're going to get back to this Rashi a little bit later. But if you look at Rashi, Dibra Maschel, Mai Taima, Rashi had the Gersa Mai Taima, we have the Gersa Taima Mai, but it's the same difference. Zok Rashi, Mai Taima, B'milva Kana. Why is it that Maimet Shloshtam works when you're trying to transfer a milva? Halesa Be'ina, the Liknaya, Lechura, this thing that you want to transfer is not be'en. And if it's not be'en, how could it work? The Pnei Yeshua and the Ketzai Sachoshin, Amadayik and Rashi, that it's pretty clear that Rashi learned that the Gemara's Kasha V'taymamai, which is going to lead now to an ensuing Gemara, was all, why is it that Maimet Shloshtam works by a milva? Ki'ilu, the fact that Maimet Shloshtam works by Pekadin doesn't ishveh. But the time of Mai, how could it work even by a milva? Rava said, V'alikim amarav afilu b'milva. Itmar Nami Shmuel said, Maimet Shloshtam works afilu b'milva. And it's behemshech to that, that the Gemara wants to know the time am I. Either way, Amar Amemer, Amemer said, I'll tell you how it works. Nasaka imel b'shas matamoyz. The way we view it is that when Reuven initially lend his money to Shimon, we view it as if Shimon told Reuven, Shabbat nalach ledidach, I'm being mishabed myself to you. Anytime somebody borrows money from somebody else, he's being mishabed himself. And he told the malva, I'll be mishabed myself to you, ulechod asi mach maseich, or anyone that you will at some point decide to transfer the loan over to. So you want to know how it works? It works because the seeds were already planted for this to be able to take place at the time of the initial loan. At the time that the milva took place, the loiva was already meshabed himself to this third party, whoever this third party is going to work, and that's how this operates. So Rav Ashi told him, after Amemer explained this, he said, if that's Takib Shat and how Maimon Shloshim works by a milva, what would be if the Malva decided to transfer over the loan to a third person, but this third person, our proverbial Levi, was not born at the time that the original loan took place. You'll tell me, if he wasn't around at the time that the original loan took place, you're going to tell me in that case the Kenyan's not going to take place? Now, why would you say that? Because even though there is a Shittas Rav Meir who holds that Adam Makna Davash Loi B'Loilam, incidentally, even though we know throughout Shas, it's Rav Meir that holds Adam Makna Davash Loi B'Loilam, but the Gemara in different places has other Tanam that hold of this as well. This is not like a Das Yochid Rav Meir. Rav Meir is Chayish L'miyuta, Shtikl Das Yochid. But in terms of Adam Makna Davash Loi B'Loilam, there are other Tanam that held this way as well, stating that it's known as Shittas Rav Meir. But the Gemara says that even though Rav Meir Taka holds Adam Makna Davash Loi B'Loilam, and Hani Mili L'Davar Shiyesh Nam B'Loilam, you could be Makna Davash Loi B'Loilam to something if the coin is ba'olam. Even Rav Meir agrees that you can't be makna even a dover ba'olam to a dover she'ena ba'olam. And if my mishloshtim works, because we assume that the loiva was mishabed himself to any person that at any point is going to now be the beneficiary of this loan, then it would require that that beneficiary have been born at the time that the original loan took place. Because otherwise, you're being meshabed yourself to someone that's not ba'olam. And if I can't sell something to someone that's not ba'olam, I can't be meshabed myself to someone that's not ba'olam either. And that would be a huge nafkamina that would come out from the sugya ma'amid shloshtam. And Rav Ashi told Amemer, we've been learning the sugya b'smedrish for quite some time, and no one ever said such a chiddush. So it can't be then that the way Maimed Shloshtim works by a milva, the way Rashi explains, is because we assume the loivit was already meshabin himself at the onset of the loan to any person that's going to come achmasi. Elam Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi told him, I'm going to tell you what I think the real pshat is. It's bahiyana the kamishtanyale bin milva yeshana the milva chadasha. It's the benefit that the borrower has when there's a new lender in town that gomaru meshabin nafshe. In exchange for that hana, the loiva right now is mishabed himself to the new malva. It's not a new malva, but to the beneficiary of the loan. And that's exactly how this works. So, a few things. First of all, there's a premise here in this Gemara that if a loan trades hands, if Reuven loaned money to Shimon, and now Reuven decides that he's going to sell his loan to a third person, to Levi, it benefits Shimon for that to be the case. And Rashi says that the reason is because sometimes borrowers like to defray their payment of the loan. So if you have a milva yeshana, you have somebody that you've been pushing off for a very long time, you know, at some point you run out of tactics, you run out of tachbulos. There's only so many times you can cross the street when you see him walking. But if there's a new malva in town, so in a way you can start from fresh. You know, you have a reset button that you just press. So it benefits the loiva for there to be a new malva. Being that it benefits, so it comes out that at the time that the maimed shloshtim took place, this loiva is having hana, and because he's having hana, it's as if he just received something. He physically got something. What did he get? He got hana. Like we're assuming in a maimed shloshtim case, nothing happened. There was no compensation, nothing's trading hands. There's no basis for a kinyan to take place. That's incorrect. Something did take place. What took place is that right now I'm going to benefit. I'm getting a cheftza of hana because of the fact that there's a new malva. And if I get something, that allows me now to give something in return. That's the premise for how kinyanim work. And as a result, there's a new shibud and a chinami that's being chal between the loiva and this new malva. And that's the lumdis of how this is going to take place. But so Huna Marbreid Rav Nechem, you heard what Rav Ashi said. He said, I have a kash on you too. Elamayata, if this is the case, Hani de Bay Barol Yashiv. What's going to be if when Reuven transferred the loan, he didn't just transfer it to any Levi. He transferred it to Levi who came from the Mishpacha of Barol Yashiv. Now these Chevra, you did not want to owe money to. How do you know that? The Kafsi, they would tie you up. The Shakli, La Alter. And they figured out ways to get paid immediately. This was literally COD. There was no ambiguity. What's
no
that?
Sima. They just transferred.
Yeah, exactly. So hachanami the loikano. So you're gonna tell me in this case the kinyan shouldn't be chal. Now vichite hachanami. You say okay, maybe according to Rav Ashni it wouldn't work. But in kinyan satad v'rechel shiurim. So it's gonna come out that for some cases it's gonna work and for other cases it's not gonna work. That seems to be a little all over the place, and that's not something that we're comfortable with. So the bottom line is we had two attempts to try to explain how the kinyan of Maimed Shloshtim works. The first attempt was A Meimar said that Maimed Shloshtim works with a milva because at the time that the loiva borrowed the money, he was mishabin himself not only to the person that's lending the money to him, but any person that's going to come machmasa. What was the flaw in that? The flaw was, what if that person wasn't ba'olam? It wouldn't work. No one ever heard of such a chiddush. Rav Ashi had a different shot. Rav Ashi said that at the time that the loan is transferred, the loiva is having ganah. And because the loiva is having ganah at the time that the loan is transferred, so right then and there he has the ability to be meshabed himself to the new malva. The Gemara's problem with that is that not every time a loan trades hands is it a good thing. Sometimes there's a new lender who does this professionally, who's aggressive, who... Fakir, he's going to know how to come after the money. Does the stamp say that every time there's a new lender, that's a mila for the loiva? That's definitely something that's not the case. And if that's the case, we're shtickl stuck over here. And really, I think it's good just to pause for 1 second, explain this gemara a little bit better. Now, what was the kasha that gemara doesn't understand? How could a milva trade hands based on maimed shloshtim? The point is that in order for the loiva to now be meshubit to the new malva, we would have to assume that the loiva got something for it. You can't just be meshabed yourself in the veltarein. You need to receive something. That's how kinyanim works. There's a mekach and a memkah. You give me something, I give you something back. I do a meshicha, makda something to you. There's a chalipin, you get something in exchange for that. But the question is that the loiva is just standing here. He's the innocent bystander in the room. He has to be there, but he's not doing anything. And the malva just says, I want this loan to suddenly transfer over to this other person. Now, all of a sudden, it's chal shibudim, shibudim deraisa, shibudim derabanan. Right, there's a whole chalois that suddenly descended upon the plates of this poor loifer. He didn't get anything in order to trigger and allow this shibud to take place. That, the Gemara said, there's one of two ways you can explain this. Either it's true right now he's not getting anything, but whatever he needed to get, he already got at the time of the original loan. And then already he was mishabed himself in the event of, which the Gemara had a little bit of an issue with, or no, he is getting something right now. Right now he's getting anot. And because he's getting anot right now, that's the basis for how this shibud is going to take place. But either way, we're stuck. So we had two attempts to try to explain maimed shloshtim by a milva. Both of them were unsuccessful. Amar Zutra said, I'll tell you how this works. Hani tlas mili. This is actually one of three things that Shnavinu Rabbanan Kehilchos Abalei Taima, that the Rabbanan said, is like a hilchas abalei taima. What does it mean? Like a hilchas abalei taima? Rashi says it's like a halacha l'moishe misinai. Could you ask a kasha on a halacha l'moishe misinai? Of course not. So too, this is like a halacha l'moishe misinai, ke'ilu, and just like you can't ask kashas on a halacha l'moishe misinai, you can't ask kashas on this as well. In other words, there is no good reason. It's ke hilchas abalei taima. Now, it's one of three things. So what are the three? So the Gemara says, hadacha. This is the first one. My mitzvah by a milva. The idach lamer, Rav Yehuda mas Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, koisek lamer chasuf le'ishtoi. If somebody writes a shtar to his wife, and he says, I'm giving you all my nechasim. So the halach is, lo yasa ela apetrapa. We assume that he didn't really give her all his nechasim. It's not something we assume a man would ever do. But what then did he do? He made her an apotropos. He wants her to be in charge of all the nechasim. Meaning, this is a man, presumably, that's a shchivmera. And he sits down and he writes a shtar matana and he says, I don't want my children to yashin. My wife, you should have everything. Chazal said, no, it's not the way it works. Rather, the yashin I'm going to get. The woman is, however, she's going to be in charge. She's going to call the shots. She's going to be the apotropos. But in terms of her getting it, that's not something she's going to get. This is really a very big chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because he wrote all his nechasim to his wife. So where do you find a situation where a person writes a shtar, you can have everything, but Chazal are going to say that's not really what's going to happen. So that's the second thing that's a milsa b'lei time of idach. And the third thing is Damar Rab Chananya. Rab Chananya said, Hamasi isha l'bnoi gadol b'bayis kanay. If somebody marries off his oldest son, in a bias, the halacha is the son is kind of the bias. So, what's the background to this? Once upon a time, the gvirim, when they would make a chasana, they didn't just decide which hall or which destination to make the wedding in, but they would actually build a bias. from scratch. They would find Gunfan Umfang, and they would literally build the house. They'd call a construction crew, and they would make a Gansa Maisa. So Chazal made a takana that if somebody marries off his oldest son, the son gets to keep the house. Now, so he never gave it to him. Had he ever a right to say that? The Teretz is, it's a multiple taima, and that's why this works. We'll get back to this in a minute. Amalei Rav, the Rav Acha Bar Dula. Rav once told Rav Acha Bar Dula the following. He said, Kabad Mayrika Isli Gabach. I have by you a kav of Mayrika, some spice. I have a little something by you. You have a little Pliny. I want you to give it to Pliny. Meaning that thing that you have that is really mine, I want you to give it to that person. And then he said, Ba'apiko Aminalach, I'm telling it to you in front of him. Meaning, we're creating Maimit Shloshtam. And then he said, Loi Hadranabi, I want you to know I'm not going to be Chayzer. So the Gemara says, Michal, Diboy, Hadabe, Mati, Hadabe. It sounds like, Rav, if you wanted to be Chayzer, he could have been Chayzer. The Gemara understands, Loi Hadranabi means he was telling him, I won't be Chayzer. So the Gemara says, No, Hachi Kamar, what he meant to say was, Dvar Malalu, Loi Nitnu Lechazar. I'm telling it to you in front of him. Thus, it's for Maimit Shloshtam. Oh, I'm doch the one that holds Rav that Maimit Shloshtam is Kaina, and therefore I'm letting you know this is a Maimit Shloshtam. I will not be Chayzer. Fake the Gemara. Why would Rav have had to have said that I'm not going to be Chayzer? I'm a Rav Chodah Zimro. Didn't Rav say this already? Rav already said the halach of Maimit Shloshtam. So why did Rav need to add that last knetch at the end? And Rav had to say, I want you to know I'm saying it by Maimit Shloshtam, so don't think I'm going to be Chayzer. I won't be Chayzer. Now, usually you would think that, what's the grace of Kasha? Why can't Rav say something he already said? But we know Rav was a Shaskin. Amra Rav, Tamud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Loi Soch Sicha B'Teilu Kol Yomav. And that's why throughout Shas, we find that Chazal measured Rav's words to a different standard than they did the words of other Tanam and Amiram. And in the world of Rav, who never spoke a Sicha B'Teilu, this is a kasha. Why would Rav have had to have said something? Obviously, we're supposed to learn something from it. What are we supposed to learn? Maimit Shloshtam? We know Maimit Shloshtam. It's actually a chiddush here in Maimit Shloshtam. Because imahi, had I only had Rav's original halacha, I mean, I would have thought, Hanimil Matanam Ruba. Maybe the only time Maimit Shloshtam works, or better, the only time you need Maimit Shloshtam is if it's a Matanam Ruba, if it's a large grant, it's a large gift. Ava Matanam Uetes. But if it's a small Matana, like a Kabadam Urika, something very billig, I would have thought, Loi Liboy Befanov. You shouldn't even need Maimit Shloshtam. Maimit Shtayim would be enough. But you wouldn't even need Maimit Shloshtam. Maybe the recipient would not have to be there. Kamashmo, and that's what he was trying to say. That's why he chazed over the whole sugya of Maimit Shloshtam. He said, I'm telling it to you in front of him. Now I won't be able to be Chayzer. Not to teach me Maimit Shloshtam, and not to teach me that Maimit Shloshtam you can't be Chayzer, but to teach me that even in this case, even though we're dealing with such a small gift, Afal Pikin, you still have to come on to Maimit Shloshtam, because this is a real added chiddush in the sugya of Maimit Shloshtam. There could have been a Havamina, that for a small matana, you don't even need Shloshtam, or you need a Shtayim. Yeah, you'll ask a Kasha, why should it be that way? I mean, the whole halacha is milsabal timeless. It's really hard to ask kashas on it, but al kopanim, definitely something to think about, that there would have been a havamina that you shouldn't even need a maimit shloshtam, but a maimit shtayim itself would be no. More regarding maimit shloshtam. Mar tells a story. Hani ginoi, they were gardeners. The avid chushbina bahadi adadi. They made a cheshbin amongst themselves. So these were gardeners that were working for somebody, and apparently they were partners. They had some geschäft, and they sat down. At the end of the day, they counted up their money and they realized that Pash Chamish Istri Zuzi Gabi Chad Menai. One of these people had a little bit too much money. Or he had more than everybody else had. So when they did the Achloiku, they didn't do it 100%. Meaning they thought that one of them had taken too much money. Amrilei, so they told this person that had extra money, Havinu Nahalei Lamariara, give it to the owner of the property. The Bach adds one word, Bitaska. Meaning we have a little bit of extra money now. Really, it's supposed to give it back, or we're supposed to divide it amongst ourselves. So he said, instead of doing that, why don't we just take that extra money and pay it in towards the taxes that we're going to have to pay the owner anyway. So this was like some sheer cropping arrangement that these gardeners had together with the owner, where they're getting paid for the work that they do, they're keeping some of the crops, but it seems like they had to pay some sort of tax. So he says, why don't you just, instead of giving it to us, just be makne to him. Either way, they said it ba'api mara ara. Person that owned the land, the landlord was there at the time that they said this. Not just that, vikonumine. And they even made a kinyan. They did some sort of chalup and they made a kinyan. Then the person, this gardener, came home and he made a cheshbon. He counted the money again. He realized he didn't have any extra money. Meaning, there was no extra money over here. Also, the Kamidir Rav Nachman, he came to Rav Nachman. He told Rav Nachman, here I was makna, 5 istari, whatever that amount is. I gave something over to the landlord. I did it by my mitzloshtam. He even made a kinyan. but I didn't realize that I didn't owe him the money. Meaning, I thought it wasn't mine. This is really my money. I gave away mine. So Rav Nachman told him, I'm sorry, I can't help you. First of all, Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, there's a kinyan called Maimet Shloshtam. This is even worse than that. Here you made a real fight to get kinyan. So there's two kinyanim over here, and if there's two kinyanim, I can't help you. So Rav heard what happened. Rav said, Atu hai mi kama lo yahivna? Is this person saying, I don't want to give the money that Rav Nachman, you're telling him, what do you mean? You make kinyanim all over the place? The Lekka Gabay Kamar. He said he doesn't owe him the money. If he doesn't owe him the money, then why shouldn't he have to give it to him? Because he made a kinyan? Yeah, but it was a kinyan betoys. Amalei os, Rav Nachman told him, I hear what you're saying, kinyan betoys. So if that's the case, it's a kinyan betoys. V'chol kinyan betoys, chayz, if it's a kinyan betoys, then I never send my halacha. So this would have been a case of my mitzlashtam. But at the same time, the Gemara says it was really all done betayis, and it was because it was done betayis, kin betayis is chayza. So this really concludes the Maimet Shloshtam portion of the daf. And Lamaskana, what emerged is that Maimet Shloshtam works bein bepikadoin, bein bemilva. Additionally, what emerged is that the concept of Maimet Shloshtam, in the words of the Gemara, is kehilchas abaloi taima. It's really a halacha that has no time. Tosfos, this is the second Tosfos on the Yomid, says, what does it mean when the Gemara said the Maskana that it's a Hilchas Abaloi Taima? Pirish, Mashemoyo Liknois. This that the Kinyan works is a Hilchas Abaloi Taima. Avul Tam Yesh Loma Tiknu Chacham. There's a Tam why the Chachamim instituted the Takana. Meaning Hilchas Abaloi Taima means how you can transfer the possession of an item without physically doing anything. That's Hilchas Abaloi Taima. We thought we can come up with a Lamdas to make it work, but we couldn't. And in the final analysis, think of this like halacha l'moshe misina, like the shir kezayis when it comes to achila. But says Tosfos, you want to know why Chazal did it? That's not a hilchas abaloi taima. In fact, Tosfos explains the tam for this takana, maimet shloshtam, and the tam for the other two as well. We'll only focus on the first one because that's really the sugya we're learning. Says Tosfos, maimet shloshtam. You want to know why Chazal made a takana maimet shloshtam? Tiknu, it was instituted shleit starich letreich velasis kinyanim. Chazal didn't want people to have to be matriach in order to have to make kinyanim, and therefore this is a good way to not have to go through the tircha of making kinyanim. So you have three people sitting in a room. Everybody wants the same thing. Reuven wants his item, which is by Shimon, to go to Levi. Okay, but my mishloshnam, machalach, let's just get it over and done with. You have to go through the tircha of stop making kabbas and chalipins and mices and agavs. There's no reason to have to do it. So that people shouldn't have to be matrich. That's why Chazal had this impetus to come up with this chiddush, this institution known as Maimet Shloshtam. Now, physically, lamaisa, how it works, dos is taka chiddush. And that's a milsa b'loi time. Akoponim, this is the takeaway, pashup shot in the Gemara, and this is the way Tosfos learns the sugya. When we started the Gemara, we mentioned that the Gemara asked for time of mind. Why is it that Maimet Shloshtam works? L'chura needs a reason. And Rashi explained that the Gemara's kash of time of mind was b'milva kana. Why is it that it works by a milva? And it's mashmur from Rashi, that Rashi held that the fact that Maimet Shloshtam works by a pikadin doesn't require time. And if that's the case, just to come full circle now that we finished the whole Gemara, it would emerge that when the Gemara says Maimet Shloshtam is Hilchas Abaloi Taima, the Gemara is not saying it regarding Maimet Shloshtam be pikadin. Maimet Shloshtam be pikadin is a Hilchas Abit Taima. It's only Benilva that it's Beloi Taima. Right? You see the symmetry of the Gemara? The Gemara started off Taima Mai, and the Gemara said, there is no time. It's Hilchas Beloi Taima. But that was all the Beloi Taima in the Vataima Mai, and the Vataima Mai was on the Milva. That means as it relates to Pekodin, there is a reason. So Begzich, the Kasha, what is the reason? And Lachur, the same reason that Tosfos said, that Mashemoyah Liknois has no time because at the end of the day, there was no kinyan that took place. That's why it's Hilchas Abaloi Taima. So what's the difference if we're dealing with a pekod, if you're dealing with a milva? How do you transfer a milva? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, they're all in a room. Reuven tells Shimon, you have my pekod, and it's Siburim Umunachim, the Karen's office. He says, I want it right now to belong to Levi. Say those words, Levi owns it. Not Levi's the Shimon pekod. Levi owns it. How did that happen? There was no kinyan that took place. So the Ketzais, in Simin, Kuf Chavav, it's Sifkot and Gimel, says a Dover Nifla. He says that the emes is the whole Mutcherai of the Gemara, of how Maimet Shloshtam works, the Maskana of the Gemara, Hilchas Abaloi Taima. Why is that so Pashat? Meaning, what's the Kasha? The Kasha is, how could you make a Kinyan without doing a Maisa? Because, I don't know. How does any Kinyan the Rabbanon work? The Rabbanon were Mechadish Kinyanim. The Rabbanu Mechadish Kinyan Meshicha, for example. Kinyan Agav, the Ksoi says, is a Kinyan the Rabbanu. How does that work? L'chura, it's only Midrabbanu, it's not Midrashah. So if midiraisin, you have to do certain things, and this doesn't conform with the way the Torah says you made a kinyan, so what gives the Rabbanan a right to do it? For some reason, the Martin never asked the Kasha, how does kinyan Mashiach work? But when it comes to the sugya of my mitzloshtam, oh, time of my, and the Gemara comes out of maskana, it's hooks up, why is it hooks up like time? Because you didn't do anything, and when you did Mashiach, you did do something? Oh, because you physically did something? I understand, you physically did something. If you did jumping jacks, that would also count? No, you have to do what the Torah told you to do. You didn't do what the Torah told you to do. So what's this? Why is my mitzloshtam worse than Mashiach? As I freak the Ktzais. Zokhtik Tzoyis, my Mishloshim is not worse than Mashiach. And Emma says, the reason Mashiach works, says the Tzoyis, a Dover Nifla. There's a Kinyan called Kinyan Situmta. I've spoken about this in old Raid Bites. What's Kinyan Situmta? Comes up a lot in the Tshuvas that were written in the last few hundred years. A classic example was what the Chassam Sofer, for example, referred to in his Tshuvas as the Kinyan that happens with a Handschlag, what we know as a handshake. So if somebody gives a handshake, he says Mazal or whatever it is, Dos is a Kinyan. What's the kinyan? So the Gemara says that being that the derech of the soichrim is to make kinyanim like that, that's enough to give it a chshivas of a kinyan. Something that's considered a kinyan in Dina de Malchusa is considered a kinyan in Dina Torah as well. It even has a name. It's known as kinyan setumta. Classic example is the German Handschlag. But the bottom line is, that's something that works. So the Ktzai says nifla. He says that the reason kinyan Mashiach works and kinyan agav and all kinyanim de Rabbanon is because it's legara the minig that Chazal were kaveya versus the minig of the Umay Sa'olam. If the Umay Sa'olam can be kaveya that a handshake is a kinyan known as Setumta, so lechur, if Chazal say that this shouldn't be as Asar kinyan, there's no reason that shouldn't be able to work either. This is reminiscent of the Ran in the Darm that Bezam and Aleph, where the Ran talks about kinuyim, and he says, Lashin Shabadu Lehem Chachamim, and the Ran says a beautiful Lashin. He says that legara haskomas chachamim me haskomas all the Roshi Amedina. What makes the Rabbanan's language any less of a language than their language? What makes Chazal's being kaveya that this is a way to do a kinyan any worse than because in a certain geshef, in a certain industry, they decided that if you give someone a handshake, that's a bona fide way of making a kinyan. So Zokhtik Tzoyis, that's why the Gemara never asked the Kasha, why does Mashiach work? That's why the Gemara never asked the Kasha, why does Agav work? And says Zokhtik Tzoyis, that's why the Gemara never asked the Kasha, why does Mayim Mitzloshtam work by a Pekadon? The whole Kasha of the Gemara was, how does Mayim Mitzloshtam work as it relates to a milva? And the reason that's akasha is because the only time you can ever be makna something, even when it comes to all the other kinyani atayra, is if it's in your rishus. But ain't of the makna dover she'enoi b'shusai. And the Ktzai says it so beautifully. The ain't lucha kinyan godol kamir lehektish. The spitz kinyan is kinyan lehektish, says the Ktzai. The afilu hachi kimen the lesser b'shusai le'motzi makne. But we know you can't be makna something that's not in your reshus. Zelefi she'enoi shaloi v'zelefi she'enoi b'shusai. You can't be makna something that's not in your reshus. And that's why the Gemara's kasha was that how does my mitzloshtam work by a milva? And that's Pshana Rashi. The Gemara's not muching how my mitzloshtam works. My mitzloshtam is worse than a hanshlak. It's worse than kinyan Mashiach and agav. It's a kinyan de Rabbanon. Say the hefker bez then hefker, whatever the pshat is. There's no reason it shouldn't work. The Gemara's kasha was on halikim amarava filu b'milva, and it manami shmul said nobly b'yotcha. So you see, it works even by a milva. Works by a milva. L'char, it's not in my rishos. How could it work? And you're right. The Gemara's teretz was it's a hilchas of aloy taima and enochanami. That's how it works. The Ktzai says that he saw that Pnei Yeshua mutshed very much to understand pshat and Rashi. He says v'ayin shamsha kasa b'zeh b'derech rochik. He said, "Mamish apshat, that's mamish b'derech rechayka." He says, "Valin nira divrei Rashi is klurim uberurim umuvanim." Either way, zok de gemara vayter. We're going through another week of first seder now between now and the next 15 or so minutes. But hashtag we do what we do. Zok de gemara itmar hoylech mano leploini shani chayvle. Somebody goes over to his friend and he tells him, "I want you to take this mana, and I want you to give it leploini. Why? Because I owe it to him. I borrowed money from him. See later, maybe I'm a shami pekadim, and as a result, I have this money. I want you to give this money to the ploini. I'm a rab. Rab said, "Chai bachri yusa." Zok Rashi, if an oynes happens to the shliach while he's taking this money, the ish ploini, meaning the money disappears. But again, it was ba'oynes. The aloch is the mishaleach is going to be chai bachrais. Then balach. What would be if the mishaleach, after he says hoylech money to the ploini, he decides, I want to be chayser. I made a mistake. I don't want to give it to you. Let me keep it by myself. Don't bring it to Ish Pliny. He can't be chayzer. The Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, "Mitoich shechay b'achra yusay." Being that the halacha is that if there would be an oinus that would take place to the mana, the mishaleich would be chay b'achra. It's for that reason that begets the next statement that in bal lachzer chayzer, that if he wants to be chayzer, he would be able to be chayzer. So we have two things going on over here. Somebody told the shliach hoylich mana l'ploini. An oinus took place while the shliach was bringing the mana l'ploini. Who's chay b'achrayis? Is the mishaleich chay b'achrayis? Or is the Mishalech Nachai Bachrayis? The second question is, if he wants to be Chayzer, can he be Chayzer or can he not be Chayzer? Rav said that you're Chay Bachrayis, the Mishalech is, but if you want to be Chayzer, you can't be Chayzer. Shmuel said, I agree with the first thing you said, Rav, that you're Chay Vanachrayis, there's no Machloikis regarding that, but if you want to be Chayzer, you can be Chayzer. So the Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, is could the Mishalech be Chayzer? Could he say, you know something? I want that mana back. Don't give it to Ploini. Or can he not be Chayzer? So the Gemara says, at first glance, it would seem that the Svaras of Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, is the following. The Mar Savar, Hoylech Kischidami, Umar Savar, Hoylech Lav Kischidami. Rav that says that if you want to be Chayzer, you can't be Chayzer. It's because he holds Hoylech Kischidami. When somebody tells a shliach, I want you to go take this mana and give it to the person that I owe it to, it's as if he told him that if you want to be zoiche for it on his behalf right now, you have a right to do that. Being that saying the word hoylech is like saying schi, it's giving the person rishus to be zoiche, we assume he was zoiche. And the reason we assume he was zoiche is because zochen la'adam shloi b'fana, meaning, very nice, I told you to be zoicha on his behalf, but he has to tell you to be zoicha on his behalf. The teretz is zochen la'adam shloi b'fana. Therefore, it's going to work. Now, you need the reshus of the mishalech also. The mishalech decides, I don't want you to be zoich in it right now. You won't be able to be zoich in it right now. But hoylech is kischidami. So the mishalech gave reshus. For sure, the beneficiary is giving reshus because zoch alad mishalei b'fanav. Hoylech kischidami. Therefore, it's going to work. Umarsav Shmuel holds hoylech lav kischidami. Shmuel holds hoylech is lav kischidami. That even though the mishalech said hoylech, but he never said schi. So even though zoch alad mishalei b'fanav, but he never gave this person reshus to be zoichid on behalf of the recipient. As a result, if he wants to be chayzer, he will be able to be chayzer. So Rav says ain't chayzer because it's too late. The minute you give it to him. Shmuel says that if you want to be chayzer, you can be chayzer because he holds hoylech lav kischidami. So says the Gemara, l'chura, that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Is hoylech kischidami or is hoylech lav kischidami? The Gemara says, it's not muchach. The kuliyam, it could be everybody holds hoylech kischidami. That hoylech is kischidami. V'hacha b'alka mifgi, the machlokes over here is marsav, alay amrina migu, marsavar amrinon migu. It could be really everybody holds hoylech kischidami. However, the reason Shmuel holds that if you want to be chayzer, you can be chayzer is for the reason that Shmuel gave. What did Shmuel say? Mitoich shechay b'achra yusay, being that the mishaleich is going to be chayv and achrayis. Therefore, Shmuel said, "In bal lachzer chayzer, you can be chayzer." And there's like a migu svara. So migu is something obviously that comes up a lot. And by the way, this is not to be confused with the migu that Rabbi Chanan wasn't sure of. Is it an amanus or is it a kaychatayin of, you know, above a kama, above a mitzia, above a basrafim? This is a different type of migu. This is a migu that, being that I could do A, it automatically is mechayev B, even though that result is somewhat irrational and really doesn't stim with mishpatei atayra. But the point is that being that you're saying that the mishaleach, if an oinus took place, he would be chayv an oinsin, meaning he's chayv b'achrayis, it automatically, based on the midah known as migu, it begets the conclusion that if he wants to be chayzer, really he would be able to be chayzer. But as it relates to hoylech kischi or hoylech lav kischi, really everybody holds that hoylech is kischi dami. Incidentally, if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says, I'm not even sure what the Gemara's Havamina was, that the machlokes Rav and Shmuel was whether hoylech is kischi or hoylech is lav kischi. What did Shmuel say? Shmuel said, "Mitoich shechayev b'achra yusay im bal lachzer chayzer." If Pshat and Shmuel is that he holds hoylech is lav kischi dami, so why is he saying gashtikol Torah? If Pshat and Shmuel is a migu, that is why he's saying the shtikol Torah. Atudas is the shtikol Torah. That's what he said. He said mitoich. What does mitoich mean? That's the synonym of the word migu. So Tosfos asks the kasha, and Tosfos says that you have to say that the Gemara and the Havamina thought that even though Shmuel gave a reason, but lav ikur tamhu, it wasn't the ikur reason. Either way, Zok the Gemara machlik is Rav and Shmuel whether or not the mishaleach could be chayzer or cannot be chayzer. Do we say migu? Do we not say migu? Tanya kavasi. The Rav the Gemara says I bring you a brisa that supports what Rav said. If somebody told the shliach, take this money, give it to the ploini, I owe it to him. Or he said, or it wasn't pay back alone the ploini, but take this pekodin that I have that really is his. Or and all these cases, if an oinus would take place, the Mishaleach would be Chayv and Achrayis, that everybody holds. Here's the punchline, the Imbol Lachzor, and if he wants to be Chayzer, Einoi Chayzer, the Halach is he cannot be Chayzer. So if somebody says, Hoylech or Tain, the Halach is if you want to be Chayzer, you can't. Why? Because Hoylech is Keschidami, and you don't say Miku. You don't say that, oh, being that I'm Chayv Achrayis, so if I want to be Chayzer, I should be able to be Chayzer. This is Shitas Rav, thus Tanya Kavase the Rav. But the Gemara asks, Akasha Pikadin, you're telling me that you say, Hoylech Keschidami, even by a Pikadin? Lechur, by a Pikadin, I can hear you shouldn't be able to say it. Why? Le Malay, why don't we assume that maybe the Bala Pikadin would say, Ein Ritzoyne, Shiyehe Pikdoyne, Biyadacha? The only time Hoylech is going to be Keschi is if we determine with 100% certainty that this is a Schos. Hoylech Keschi works Betziruf Zachen L'Adam Shalai Befana. You need that it should be a Schos, otherwise we're not even having this conversation. Even if it's a Schos, you need that the Meshaleach gave Rishus to be Zeichen it right away. Hoylech is tantamount to saying Keschi. And the Gemara says, by a loan, it's Pashit. Of course, a person wants the loan, especially if the sender is Chayv and Achrayis, so for sure he wants it. But by a pekadim mechatesi, how do I know that I trust the shliach to suddenly have my pekadim? Somebody has a pekadim, gave it to somebody to watch. So pashit that you would want that person to just send it with somebody to return it? No, you have to be sensitive to it. So the Gemara says, why is it so pashit by a pekadim that there's a schos? Amar Rav Zeir said, you're right, it's a good kasha. Kisha huchse kafron. The only time this brisa would be true for sure, even by a pekadim, is when the Shomer Pekadim was a Huchse Kafran. So this person is a convicted Kafran. So there's no question in the world that this person doesn't mind that someone else is watching the Pekadim. In fact, he probably prefers that. And it's for that reason, it's going to be okay. Zok to Gemara, Nacha Maisa. Rav Sheshes Havale Ashrasa de Sarbali B'mechusa. So Rav Sheshes had an Ashrasa. An Ashrasa is Hakafa. He had an outstanding loan. He had done business with somebody, and that somebody owed him money. What was the business that he had done? Sarbali. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi tells you in English what a sarbali is, coat balaz. So apparently he had sold coats, and literally, and he owed him some money, b'mechuza, and the money was in mechuza. B'kitzer, Rav Sheshes has a person that he had done business with that owes him money, and this person and this money is in the city of mechuza, of Rava fame. Either way, Amalei the Rav Yisrael Bar Chama. So Rav Sheshes told Rav Yisrael Bar Chama, "Hadi the osis." Apparently, Rav Yisrael Bar Chama was going to mechuza. So he says, "When you come back from mechuza, I sinu na leave. If you don't mind, just bring me back my money." Ozal, he came, Yovinule, and the people that owed him the money took the money that was owed and they gave it to Rav Yisrael Bar Chama. Amrulei, but they told Rav Yisrael Bar Chama, "Nikni minach. I want you to make a kinyan." Meaning, we're sending back now money that we owe to Rav Sheshes. We understand that if anything would happen, we would be Chayv Bachrayis. Rav and Shmuel discussed it, but wasn't even a machloikis. On that point, everybody agreed that for sure the Meshaleach would be Chayv and Achrayis. They said, please make a kinyan. It's like this, if an oinus would take place, you'll now be Chayv and Achrayis. Amar lo in, he said, no worries. L'saif, afterwards, he said, what am I, crazy? Why would I do that? Like, why would I make a kinyan? It's shtamit lohu. So he never ended up making the kinyan, meaning he got away without making the kinyan. And he brought back the money to Rav Sheshes. When he came back to Rav Sheshes, he told him what happened. Amalei shafer of this. Rav Sheshes told him, you did very good. Even though it seemed a little sneaky, right? A little greasy. Here he told him he's going to make a kinyan, and he didn't make a kinyan. But Rav Sheshes liked what he did. He told him, shopper of this, why did Lishavis nafshach eved loiva? Lishmalva. He said, a loiva? A loiva is an eved. Eved loiva leishmalva. And because eved loiva leishmalva says, for that reason, you're very small. What do you have to mishtacharayin over here in this avdus? You need now to become a shtickle loiva. You're going to be chayv in achrayis. You're very smart. That would have been a kabbalas avdus. Very smart for not doing that. Lishnachrin, some had a different version of what Rav Sheshes told him. Shopper of this, you're right for not assuming their responsibility. Why? Because they were the borrowers, right? They bought on credit. And Eved Loi v'lishmalva, they're avodim to me. And why should they have been freed from their bondage because of the fact that they somehow got you into making a kinyan? So it's a matter of nuance and semantic. But the bottom line is, Rav Sheshes told them you did the right thing. Nachamaisa, this one's a little bit more dramatic. Rav Achi Rabbi Yoshniya Havalei Ispika de Kaspa Benarto. So Rav Achi Bar Yoshniya had an Ispika. Rashi says this is a keli. Taspa means silver. And it was in the Hardo. Amadu Rav Dustai, Rav Yanni, Rav Yisrael Bar Keeper. So Rav Achi Bar Yoshniya told Rav Dustai, Bar Yanai, and Rav Yisrael Bar Keeper. Bahadi dos Sisu, that they were going to Nardah. So he says, when you come back from Nardah, ask you in Nahali, do me a favor, and please bring me back this keli that is really mine. Azul Yav in Nahali. So they went to these people that apparently had his silver, and he gave it to him. Amru lehu, they said, nikni minaycha, I want you to make a kinyan, meaning we want to exempt ourselves, we want to absolve ourselves from any achrayas in case something's going to happen to it, so would you please make a kinyan? Amru lehu loy. He said, no, we're not going to make a kinyan. Amru lehu, ahadrei nahalon. So he said, okay, if you don't want to make a kinyan, give me back the item. Rab Dustoy, Rab Yani, Amalu in. Rab Dustoy, Rab Yani said, no worries, I'll return it. But Rab Yisbar Kip, Amalu Lai. Rab Yisbar Kip says, no, it's too late. I have it right now. I'm not giving it back to you. So the Gemara says, have a come mitzarelei. They started being mitzarehim. Amalei. So Rab Dustoy, Rab Yani turns Rab Yisbar Kip. And he tells, or Rab Yisbar Kip turns Rab Dustoy, Rab Yani. And he tells him, Chazimar Hechi Ovid. You see what they're starting to give me a hard time. Like, come on, help me out here, defend me. This really belongs to our Rebbe. We want to bring it back, and they're starting to chapel. Amalahu. So Rab the Sarbi Biane turns to these Chevra and he tells him, Tav Ramule. No, you're doing a good job. And by the way, if I were you, I know him. He's a shtickle, a shvacha guy. Stop beating him up a little bit. You beat him up, he's going to give it back to you. Either way, they started beating him up, and he also, the Gabe, when they came back to the Rebbe, Amalu, Chazimar. Said, Rebbe, do you know what went on over here? I tried getting you your silver and a thing, and I had it in my hand. And then Rabbi Ustar, Rabbi Yana, he was chapping, I ended up not getting it. And not only, not only did he not help, he actually got them to start physically hitting me. Amalei said, the Rebbe turned to Rabbi Ustar, Rabbi Yana, he told him, I tavid hachi, why did you do this? Amalei says, Rebbe, let me explain to you what was going on over here. Oysa b'nei Yadam, hein am. These people, they were very, very big. They were an amma. That's just like a mushal, that they were very big people. The koivan amma, they wore very big hats. Umidabra michetzin, they spoke with a very deep voice. Ushmoiseya mivuhalim, even their names were very scary. Arda v'arta upili beresh, the main guy, his name was Pili. Oimrim kfusu, if they say tie him up, koivsin, they tie you up. Oimrim harugu, if they say kill you, hargan, they kill you. He said, can you imagine they would have killed me? He said, ilu hargu es to stoy. If they would have killed me, he's talking about himself. Dustoy, me nosen liyanai abba barkamoisi. He was Rab Dustoy, Rab Yanai. He said, who would give my father Yanai? How would anybody replace me? I'm like his mamish prize son. Either way, so the Rebbe hears all this. Rab Achi Bar Yosha, and he says, tell me, Pnei Yadam Alolu, Kraven Lamalchus, eh? They're also Kraven Lamalchus. I'm like, hey. Yeshlam Susam Ufrodim Sherotzen Achareim. They have horses and they have mules that run after them. Amalehem says, yeah, Amaleh. So if that's the case, Yochi Shaper of this. Then you did the right thing. I would have done the same thing. Very smart of you, very wise of you. Everything played itself out the way it played itself, the way it was supposed to. If you look at Reb Kiva Eger and Gilyan Ashas, Reb Kiva Eger says, I am Bechidushe Bechar Shar, Soita Mem Zayin Amadeus. I looked up the Bechar Shar and Soita Mem Zayin Amadeus. We just learned Soita Mem Zayin Amadeus. And this is just an example of the murder bekiyas of Rab Kiva Eger to shtel to such a maramakim. But Al Kopanim, the Bechar Shar, who of course was the Baal Tfuah Shar. So in the end of Masechta Soita, the Gemara talks about Misha Rabu Roye Panim Bedin Bato Loi Sokuru Veloi Sakiru. So there's two halachas in the Torah that say that a dayan, when he judges, he has to be very, very careful to judge properly and not to give any deference or any chshivas to any person that's like a skiri or is a powerful person. It says Loi Saguru, it says Loi Sakiru. But there was a time in history where the Shnerabu Roy Panabadin, where the dayanim already, they weren't like this. So the Bechar Shor over here has an arichos. It's very, very long. And small Oisius as well, where he talks about how in our generation this terrible Chanofa, or Chanufa, or Chanifa, we went through all the different Yeshem Lemikri, Yeshem Lemisayr, is how you even say the word. But the bottom line is we know what it is. It was a Sugi Masach Desaita. And people Chanfa, and they're very, very wrong. And he says, I know why people Chanfa. They Chanfa, it's based on a Ramah, that today you have to be very, very careful. That if there's a powerful person or there's a strong person, it could be a Sofik Bekuach Nefesh. And you have to be worried. And he says, that's the heter, that's where it comes. We went through the 9 degrees of Chanafa when we learned that. But the point is, I know that's the raid and that's where it comes from. But said the Bechar Shar, that unfortunately people overplay this card in a very, very big way. Because it's true. If there is a clear and present danger, that if you're not going to Chanfa someone, Nebuch, what could happen, then you have no choice. You have to chan for the person. But he says, right times people are chanfening because the guy's chashiv and they want to look good behind him. But just because he's chashiv doesn't mean he's going to kill you. Doesn't mean he's going to do anything dangerous to you. So because he's a gvir, he's dangerous. It's ridiculous. So said the Bechar Shor, it's a very fiery rant, a diatribe, mamish, where he says, I'm very unhappy with it. And he brings two rayas from Gemaras. One is the Gemara Sanhedrin, you test, that's not our sugyo. And the other one is Gittin Daf Yudalad Amidbez. He says, Hagabatzmacha. He says, you had these two Talmidim of Rav Achib, Rav Yoshia. They went to pick up money and then they came back and they allow, they mamish chant for these guys, right? One of them, anyways, Rab Dustoib, Rab Yan, he says, hit him, hit him. What do you mean, hit him? You know, you have a right to tell someone to hit him? And he came back and he told the Rebbe, the reason I said it was because I was scared. He says, really? Explain to me what happened. So he told him like this. Oysem b'nei yodam, it's kedai v'chazad, it's gemara. Hein amo, they were very, very big. V'koivan amo, they were very big heads. U'medabrin mechetzion, they speak from their stomach, very deep voices. U'shmoiseyem v'vuholim, if you would hear their names, that alone would make you pass out. If they say kfusu, they say tie you up, you're tied up. Harugo, you have a bullet in your head. If they would have, can you imagine they would have killed me? He said, it was such a scary place. So that ever heard, and mamish b'yishuv adas, very, very galasin. He didn't flinch. He says, tell me, b'nei yodam alolu, kreivim l'malchus hein? He says, yeah, they're kreivim l'malchus. He says, hey, let me ask you another question. They have susim ufrodim shiratzim achareim? When he heard they had feds, that sealed their fate. That's done that already. Snake the b'char shar, honestly, everything he heard up until that point, he wasn't sure yet if they did the right thing. When he heard they were kreivim l'malchus, I hear, but even that wasn't enough. Do they have susim ufrodim? What's going on here? The Teretz says he had to confirm that it was Bari Hazeka 100%. Because he was chanfening this Russia, was Rab Dustoib, Rab Yane. It wasn't so posh what he did. Narvas, he was timing, it was dangerous. So dangerous doesn't mean, oh, the powerful people. Even after he heard that if they say Kfusu v'harugu, you tie him up and you would kill him. Even when he saw how big their hats were and how deep their voices were, that wasn't enough to seal their fate. The fate wasn't sealed until he got it 100%. They were craving l'malchus. Oh, and by the way, they have susim ufrodim. When he heard that, said the Bechar Shar, that's when he sealed their fate. And he says, today, mamish, on a whim, we say, oh, the person there is a shiny yid. You never know. It could be dangerous. It's a gram de gram, ben benoy shal garmi. You have no choice. You have to chanfa. Mechtesi. That's the Maramak and Rav Kvega wanted you to see right here. This is that Bechar Shar. Either way, we'll speak out a little bit of raid. So just as far as raid goes, I think it's kedai to speak out a tshuva chassam sofer. That's the raid bite. It's one tshuva, and it's from the Heilige chassam sofer. It's an Evan Ezer. It's Chelik Beis. It's Simen Kuf Nun. And this tshuva really touches on a lot of inyonim that we, Baruch Hashem, discussed in the first 2 weeks of Mesechtes Gittin. So it's going to be a chazara on a lot of the nekudas, hen in the Gemara and hen in the raid. So there was a maisa shahaya kachaya. The shayol was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. His name was Reb Shmuel, and he was the Av Bezdin of the city Semlin. So he sends to his Rebbe, he says, I'm going to tell you a story that happened by me and my kehila. His lashon is as follows. Sfardi Echad, a person that came from the Sfardish world, shalach shliach lekadish lo isha mibnei kehilasai, sent a shliach to be mekadesh nisha, the woman being a member of my community. The yotza hashliach, the shliach left b'yom tes sivan, which ironically is today. The shliach left on yom tes sivan, v'yigia l'sham b'yom yud gimel sivan, and he arrived in shtot on yud gimel sivan koydem chatzos, before chatzos, v'kidesh isha b'shlichas hamashalech, and he was the mekadesh the isha based on the shlichas. V'shub b'hashliach shamashalech. And then a week or two later, he comes back and he tells this woman, you know, I have some bad news for you. Literally, that day that I was mekadesh you as a shliach on behalf of this person, the mishaleach himself died. The ein levar hasha, and he didn't know exactly the minute and the hour when this all took place, and they're not sure im ha'oya misa koydim kedushin ayachakach. They couldn't figure out if the misa took place before the kedushin or if the kedushin took place before the misa. So it's not just that. The people that were present with this mishaleach at the time that he died said that a few hours before he died, he was already not mita'alamin. His das wasn't clear, meaning he was geisesing, and it seemed that at that point that he already didn't fully comprehend what was happening. The problem is, I mean, this woman's not married either way, right? The problem is that he has a brother. His brother's a katan. And in the event that she married this man, albeit without ever meeting him, the halacha is she's now a shemeres yavam to a katan. She's going to have to wait until he becomes a gadol in order to do chalitza. And if that's the case, she's going to be an aguna. So the rav of the city, who was one of the talmidei chassam sofer, he sat down and he wrote a tshuva. But he wasn't 100% secure with his tshuva. So he sent it to his grace and Rebbe, and he wanted to hear what the chassam sofer has to say. The tshuva that he wrote was very, very bekitzer. He said, I was mad at this woman. I said, she's not an aguna. Everything is going to be okay. And it was based on three things. He said, number one, there's a possibility that she was never married. Because we know for sure that the Mishaleach, the woman that she's maybe married to, died around the same time that the Kedushin took place. And as a result, there's a suffix that maybe she never got married. She's Becheskes Penuya, because up until that point, for sure she wasn't married. So based on the suffix that maybe she was never married, I think there's a Cheskes Penuya that can come into effect. Even on the Tzad, that she was married, meaning the marriage took place before he died, but we heard from witnesses that Daitai wasn't Slula at the time that the marriage took place, because those last few hours, which is for sure when the Kedushin happened, he for sure wasn't okay. If that's the case, it sounds to me like he was a Shoita, right? Daitai wasn't Slula. He didn't have the ability right now to comprehend and to effectuate a marriage. Now, even though when he made the shliach, he wasn't a geuses and he wasn't a shaita, but at the same time, the Torah says that if somebody makes a shliach, and then afterwards, nishtata hamishaleach, what's the halacha? The shlichus is batal. So based on that, there was no shlichus anyways. And then besides, said this yid, Reb Shmuel, the Rav of Semlin, he said, I have another reason, I have a third reason why this should be okay. He says, why? Because there's an umdin of the muchach l'chura that this was a mekach tois. Had the woman known at the time that she said, I do, that this man was a goises and he was a shaita, at that point would she have ever accepted the marriage? Of course she wouldn't have. And said this Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, that even though Chazal say, tav lemeitav tandu, milemeitav armalu, but I can't believe Chazal would have extended this even for a situation where the man's going to live for another few hours. There's no way it would have been extended to this case. So based on that, he said, I have three reasons why Lanias Daiti, she should be mutter. Number one, there's a tzad, there's a possibility that maybe the Mishaleach wasn't even alive at the time of the Kedushin, she never got married to anybody. Even if he was alive, he was a shaita, the Torah says, Nishtata Mishaleach, l'cher, at that point, the shlichus is batal. And besides, l'cher, there's an umdin in the muchach, she would have never accepted such a Kedushin had she known. If that's the case, it's a mekach tois. And don't tell me, tav l'meit and tandum l'meit of amalu. Why? Because l'cher, in this case, you don't have it. And considering that she's becheskes pnuya, so I think, betzir of all these different svaras, it's pasha to me that this woman should be mutter, she's going to be in Aguna right now waiting for this Ach Katan to become a Gadol. He just said that I wanted Ebes Haskama, my tshuva, because I don't feel like I have the places to take this upon myself. So the Chassam Sofer wrote like this. He told him that you addressed all the points in your tshuva, and really Shelas Chacham is Chatzi Tshuva. You got a lot of the Nekudas that need to be discussed. Mikol Makom, every prat that you address, tsorich iyuna rabba, requires a lot of iyun. Al kena arich tzas, and therefore I have no choice, but I'm going to be a little bit mayrich. Vashem yazreini, valo emes yamideini. So the Chassam Sofer said it'll be mayrich tzas. So we'll just follow the leader of the Chassam Sofer, speak out a little bit. We're not being mayrich, but we'll be mayrich tzas. The first thing the Chassam Sofer addressed, and this is out of order, so he didn't go in the order of the three bullet points that the shoyl laid out. But the first thing that the Chassam Sofer said is, there's something I need to get out of the way. I have to make this very, very clear. And the reason I have to make this clear is because there's a Gadol Hadar, there's a Goyen Olam, there's a Poisek that all of Klal Yisrael relies on that made a Tois Gadol in this Inyan. And I have no choice but right at the onset to let it be known that this is a Tois and we can't even work with this to be Mitztarefit as any Snif L'Kula. So who was this Goyen Olam? And what was this Snif L'Kula? The Goyen Olam was the Noida B'Yehuda. And the source that Chassam Sofer was quoting, where he found that the Noi de Yehuda made a Tois Gadol in a certain Inyan, was the Sefer Eira Yashar, which is the Sefer that was compiled that discusses all the back and forth and all the Masa Matan between the Chachamim of the late 18th century related to the Get Miklifa. And the specific point that the Chassam Sofer was quoting was in that tshuva that we spoke about in the Altnai Yeshul. This was some of the raid that was left on the table, that the Noi de Yehuda passionately believed was a tremendous taina in support of the get being a get, not like the Beis Din of Frankfurt, but the Chassam Sofer vehemently disagreed it. So we're talking in riddles over here. The Noi de Yehuda, in his Masu Matan with the Chachmei Frankfurt tainid, that the Chachmei Frankfurt were arguing in the Get Me Cleaves that Itzik, Chassan Danan, was for sure a Shaita. And because he was a Shaita, so therefore, the marriage is null and void, because the Shaita doesn't have the ability to be Megarish, his wife. Taina Denoi Debi Yehuda, Afilu Noniach, all the Akimtas that you're making, Chachmei Frankfurt, And that is, that without a question, this person is a shayt. I got him denied to be who vehemently disagreed with him. But let's make all those hanachas. There's still a problem. You know what the problem is? The Gemara says in Masechtas Gittin, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, it's a Mishnah. Hakol Ksherin Lichtav Esaget. Everybody's kosher to write a get. Afilu Cheres Shaitav Akatum. Everybody's kosher Lichtav Esaget. Even a Cheres Shaitav Akatum can write a get. Faith the Gemara Kasha. Hakol Ksherin Lichtav Esaget. Afilu Cheres Shaitav Akatum. Valab Nei Deyaninu. Lichayra Cheres Shaitav Akatum don't have das. If they don't have das, how could they write a get? Zok Rashi, why do you have to have das to write a get? Because it says v'kasav lo lishma. And being that you have to write a get lishma, cheres shayt v'kot and have no das. If they have no das, how could they write a get? And the Gemara says three terutzim. Rav Huna said v'husha yugadol oimed al gabav. And a chanami, it's talking about where there was a gadol oimed al gabav. If there's a gadol oimed al gabav, a cheres shayt v'kot are deemed to have das. Rav Nachman said the Mishnah is going according to Rameir. Stam Mishnah is Rameir. Rameir holds that when it says in the Torah v'kasav law, it means v'chasam law. The signatures have to be l'shma. Eidei chasim akarti. The ksiv sagat doesn't have to be l'shma. Even midrabanan it doesn't have to be l'shma. And if that's the case, so what's the problem? You don't need l'shma. All you have to know is that are right. The k'cher shayt v'katan. Right? You're right. They're not bnei deya. They can't have l'shma. Going according to Rameir, where you don't have to have l'shma. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. Said it's talking about where they wrote only the typhus of the get. So we know get is made up of two parts. What's known as the tyrif and the typhus. The tyrif is the main part. That's where it says the name of the man and the woman and the place and the zman. The typhus is the standard legalese that you have in every document. The typhus doesn't have a din l'shma. It's the tyrif that has a din l'shma. When the Mishnah says hakol kshein lichtav esaget afilu cheres shayt v'katan, it means the typhus. We have three terutzim. Either there was a God alayim al-Gabav, or we're going according to Rameyer that it's the chesimus that have to be l'shma, not the ksiva, or when the Mishnah says, Cher Shait V'Katan can write again, it means they can write the Toifus, but Enochinami, they can't write the Toif. Zok Toifus. The first Teretz of the Gemara, Rav Huna said, God alayim al-Gabav, comes out that a Cher Shait V'Katan, who we are quite familiar with from learning Gemara, have a din as not being Bnei Das, it emerges a very important chiddush. That whenever there's a gadol oimed al gabav, they're considered to be bnei das. If that's the case of Tosfos, I have a teretz to Akasha. The Gemara says in Perek Mitzvos Chalitza and Masechtas Yevamos that a cheresh and a chareshes can't do chalitza. And the reason is because in order to do chalitza, you have to talk. He has to talk and she has to talk. And there ain't a ba'amar va'amra. He can't say if he's the cheresh, she can't say if she's the chareshes. As a result, they're excluded from Mitzvos Chalitza. Why do you have to come on to the fact that they can't talk? Typically, they have no das. The Gemara says, actually, it's chav nushneim. You have to have das in order to do chalitza. So if you have to have das in order to do chalitza, so why do you have to come on to the fact that they can't talk? Typically, they have no das. So the teretz is pashet. The teretz is because where does chalitza take place? It takes place in Bezdin. If it takes place in Bezdin, there's a God olam adagabav. There's a God olam adagabav. The fact that they can't have das, not a problem. Therefore, Chazal had to make up a new reason. They had to come up with something creative. The Ein Avam V'Amra. Oh, the Ein Avam V'Amra. That's the reason. It's not going to work. A Bezok Toisfiz, that as much as with Shitas Rav Huna, I have a teretz to why the Gemara needed a reason that Cheresh V'Chareshes can't do Chalitz because the Ein Avam V'Amra, at the same time, I have a Kasha. I know my Kasha is that it's Mavurna Taisefta Mesechtes Yevamos, that a Shoita is not a Bar Chalitza. A shoita can't do chalitza. Great Tosfos, I don't understand Pshat and the Tosefta. Why can't a shoita do chalitza? How should be able to do chalitza? You tell me he can't do chalitza because he's not a bar das. It's happening in Bezdin. There's a God olam adagabav. If there's a God olam adagabav, it should be okay. Now, Shoita could talk. The Cheresh and the Chereshes can't talk. He could talk. A cotton can't do chalitza because it says ish, right? There's no problem with ish. There's no problem of das. There's no problem of talking. So why is it poshit in the Tosefta that a shoita can't do chalitza? If a shoita can write a get, Mishnah says hakol kshein lichtav esaget afilu cheresh shoita v'katan, so he can write a get. And Rav Huna said begad olam adagabav, then he has das, he can have a kavan of lishma. So why should chalitza be any different? So Tosfos has this flora. Tosfos says that you have to say that there's a chilek between ksivas haget and chalitza. Ksivas haget, a shoita could do begad olam adagabav. Whereas chalitza shoita can't do afilu begad olam adagabav. What's the difference? Says Tosfos, the difference is that when a shoita writes a get, muchacha milsa de ka'avad l'shma. There's a hoichacha, there's a physical hoichacha that the shoita chaps was flying. She kosev shmayu shma v'shem ira v'shem ira. But when it comes to chalitza, loy minker emilsa da aval l'shmak my gabi get. You don't have the same level of haychacha. When a shaita does chalitza, right? What does the man do by chalitza? Nothing, right? That's the whole chalitza yidei shliach. He don't really do anything. So there's no grace haychachas that he chaps what's flying, and therefore you can't be soymech on God olaym adagav. But when it comes to Ksivas Aget, because he's writing, you could be soymech, and because you could be soymech, it's going to be different. So said the Noida Yehuda to the Chachmei Frankfurt in that letter that he wrote to Rav Abishol. He told him that you'd never gone for such a davar pashit, that on the tzad that Chassan Danan was a shoiter, that for sure the get is not going to be a get. I don't think it's so pashit at all, because it's mavur in Toisvus and getting davcha bezamedeis that if there's a gadol oimed al gabav, a shoiter is considered a bardas. And even though Toisvus said that the only time Chazal was soimach on this was by Ksivas Aget where there's a hoichacha, but by chalitza not. And if not by chalitza, you would think by nesina saget also not, because you don't have any grois oicha. What did he do? He just handed a piece of paper over. There's no grois oicha. He didn't write the shema isha, the zman. He didn't write all that. But at the same time, said the noy de b'yudim yidei sveika loy nafka. I don't think Tosfos said that I could tell you for certain that when there's a god olay med al gabav and the shoita does exactly what he was instructed to do, that for sure he's not fulfilling. To all Tosfos saying is, I don't know for sure, and that's why a shoita can't do chalitza, because there's a suffix. Yevam al-shok. And you can't be soymich on the fact that he did a chalitza. Like Sivas Aget, there's a hoichacha gemura. But as it relates to chalitza, there's no hoichacha. So good, as it relates to Nesina Saget, there's no hoichacha. But even though there's no hoichacha, a suffix you should have. And if you should have a suffix, said the Noi de Yehuda, in our case, where Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz was a Masad Aget, and he was a god Eloimed al Gabbav, and he said everything was fine, even if you don't want to take his word for it, and you want to action Zechayis, then in Hilchas Shoita, Chassan Danan is a Shoita. But Midei Sveika Loi Nafka, there's a suffix that maybe there's a god Eloimed al Gabbav, and therefore it's the god Eloimed al Gabbav he had das. And if that's the case, me suffix for sure is married. And how do you have a right to say that 100% the get is not a get? L'chayr is a suffix. Maybe the get was a get. Because at the end of the day, there was a God Olam Al Gabbav. This was the Noi Debi Yehuda's time. But then the Noi Debi Yehuda doubled down. And then the Noi Debi Yehuda said one of the greatest chedushim of all time. It's for sure in the conversation. And it really, in order to properly appreciate this added knesh that the Noi Debi Yehuda said, we have to learn a whole blot and a half in Yerushalmi in the beginning of Masechtas Trumas, which is above our pay grade a little bit, but I'll speak for myself. But the point is that just the Otoya Mer, just a little knesh of what's going on, and then we'll jump right back into the Chassam Sofer. And that is, the Mishnah starts in Masechtas Trumas. This is Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Masechtas Trumas. Chamisha lo yitroimu. There are five people that can't be mafis truma. V'im tarmu, ain't trumas in truma. And if they do it, the truma is not truma. Hacheresh, v'hashoita, v'hakotan, v'atoyer mesh'in shaloi, and a nachri. So there are five people that if they're mafis truma, the truma is not going to be truma. So I'm going to skip a little bit. Rav Yaakov bar Acha, Rav Chiyah b'shem Rav Yochanan. Rav Yaakov bar Acha said, Rav Chiyah said, Rav Yochanan, Chalukin ala shoynaza. What does that mean in English? That even though the Mishnah says that a cher shayt v'katan can't be mafis truma, but there were those that were chalkin. Everybody agreed with this. There were those that were chalkin. There are tanoim that are chaylik. My kadun, what did Rav Yochanan mean? Who are these tanoim that he's referring to? So the Gemara says a very cryptic line. Asya de Rav Yochanan de trumois, Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika de Kedushin. The Rabbi Yochanan begitin kirabon on the Kedushin. So we can't go through this whole arichas, even though really we should, but we're not. But next line, the Tani, what does Zol mean? Because it's a Braisa. The Braisa says, Cheresh Shoyte v'katan shekitshu in Kedushin in Kedushin. Cheresh Shoyte v'katan that I'm a Kaddish in Isha in Kedushin in Kedushin. The Kedushin is Lachal. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika Omer. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika said, "Beinon lebein atzmon ain kedushin kedushin." If there's no god olam in agabov, if they're by themselves, the kedushin is not going to be a kedushin. Beinon lebein acherim. However, beinon lebein acherim. If there's a god olam in agabov, kedushin kedushin. In that instance, the kedushin is going to be a kedushin. So you have over here a brayso that mentions a mafurish machlokes tanon. That it could be a cheresh shoyt of a katan, could be mekadish, if there's a god olam adagaba. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishel Breika said this chiddush, that it's true, ain't kedush, ain't kedushin. But with the caveat, that's only bein on the bein atzmon. But bein on the bein acherim kedush, ain't kedushin. If there's a god olam adagaba, in that case, the halacha is going to be different. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Rabbi Yochanan said, chalukin ala shoyna hazeh. The Mishnah says, chamisha lo yitroimu vim tarmu shumas and truma. It sounds like there's no way for a cheresh shoyt of a katan to ever be mafresh truma. Not everybody agrees. Who disagrees? Rabbi Shmuel ben Oysha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika disagrees. Because Rabbi Shmuel ben Oysha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika holds that if there's a gadol oimed al gabav, that in and of itself is going to be okay. And being that the gadol oimed al gabav is going to work, so you have a hechatimtza where a cheresh oitav katan would be able to be mafresh truma. The Gemara said, again, we're not going to go through this whole thing, that asid Rabbi Yochanan de trumois, Rabbi Yishmo ben Oysho Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, Udu Rabbi Yochanan begitin Kirabon de Kedushin. Who is this Rabbi Yochanan begitin? Rabbi Yochanan is the third man the Amman mentioned in the Gemara Masechet Gittin, Daf Chav Gimel, where Rabbi Yochanan said that Pshat in the Mishnah of Hakol Kshay and Lichtav Saget, Achfilo Cher Shayt Vakat, is not talking about a God the way Malagav the way Rafuna said it. It's not Edichsi McCarthy, the Chosam Law, the way Rav Nachman said. He went like Yudah Mar Shmuel, that we may be Mechauti in the Toifas and the Toiref. He was going like the Rabbanon in Kedushin, like the Rabbanon that hold that Cheresh Shait Vakat Shekichu ain't Kedushin, ain't Kedushin, even if there's a God the way Mal Gabov. And that's why he couldn't be Mefarish the Mishnah, Mesechtes Gittin, the way he did, because he wasn't going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Oysher, Rabbi Yechim, and Breik. So that's Pachas Yoser, what's going on in this long Yerushalmi. Incidentally, Tosfos and Masechta Schulin, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, brings this Yerushalmi Barichas, it's Negei, the Sugi over there, in Masechta Schulin. But the bottom line is this, said the Noid Behuda, what I see in this Gemara is a Dover Nifla. What I see in this Gemara, and it's a Yerushalmi, is that whether or not a Cheresh Shoyt V'Katan can be Mekadosh and Isha, Begadol Oymed Al Gabov is b'machloikis shnuya. It's totally in machloikis tana. But I see another thing. I see that whether or not we can make the oikimta in the Gemara Masechtes Gittin, Begadol Oymed Al Gabov, and that's going to be the pshat and hakol kshein lichtav v'saget afilu cher shayit v'katon, that's a shtickle tolui in this machloikis tana. Because that's what the Gemara said, that Rabbi Yochanan, who didn't learn like Rafuna in the Gemara Masechtes Gittin, was asyiki Rabbanon. He was going like the Rabbanon in the Kedushin over here in the Yerushalmi. So says the Noid Behuda, one thing is for sure I'm going to take away from this. And it's Pasha to me, says the Noid Behuda. And it rather sounds pretty Pasha. And that is, Toysa asked the Kasha, that I understand. I have a Toysefta that says, that a Shoyta, a filu begad alayim ala gabav, can't do chalitza. For a Toysa is Rabbeinu Shalaylam, why can't a Shoyta do chalitza begad alayim ala gabav? Isn't it a Mefurish, a Mishnah, hakol kshein, and lichtav asaget, a filu cher Shoyta v'katan, and in the first heretz of the Gemara, Rafun, it's begad alayim ala gabav. And Toysa got involved in Shinuya Dechiki to answer this Kasha. Said the Noida B'Yehuda, it's Pashit, it's this Yerushalmi. It's really a machlokes tanam whether this works. Yena Toysefta is going like the Rabbanon, that God alone without Gabbav doesn't work. Whereas the Mishnah Masechtes Gittin is going good to Rabbi Shmuel ben Oysha, Rabbi Yechim ben Breika. Since the Rabbi Yehuda, it's Pasha to me. So here's the punchline. So the Rabbi Yehuda said that Lafi, this whole Cheshbin, who do we paskin like in that Gemara Masechtes Gittin? Do we paskin like Rafunas Teretz in the Gemara, Hakol Chen, Lichtav Zaget Becheresh? Do we paskin that it's going according to Rav Meir? That's easy. We paskin like Rav Elazar, so we know it's not going to be Rav Meir. Or do we paskin that a katan is only kosher to write the toifas of the get, not the Torah? So he says, look at every single rishon, every single one paskins that a katan and a cheresh and a shoyt are kosher to write, even the Torah of a get, as long as it's a gadol oymed al gabo. Zoysaymeres, we paskin like Ravuna. If we paskin like Ravuna, means we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel ben Oysha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika in that braisa that's brought down in the Yerushalmi Masechtes Trumas. That begadol oymed al gabov, kidushem, kidushi, kibim, mekadosh and isha. So Tosfos is coming to me, he's telling me that no, you can only do for ksivas again because it's nicker. You can't do it for chalitza, and by extension, you won't be able to do it for a venosan law to be megadosh and isha. I have a Yerushalmi that says you can do it for kedushin. It's mefurish, and the Yerushalmi was told with this machloikis in the Mishnah, Masechtes Gittin. And being that we paskin like Rafuna, it means we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel ben Oysha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, all the Rishonim paskin that way. And if that's the case, not only, you ready for this? Here's the chiddush. Not only if a Cheresh Shoyt of a Katan would be Mekarish, Megarish, or Mekadish also, by the way, for that matter, in Isha. Al Yidei God Olemed Al Gabav, would it work me suffic? Because maybe he had Das. That's enough in a Toysfus. That you just have to know what Toysfus for. But says the Noid of Yehuda, I think, Lefiyo Emes, 100% Begad Olemed Al Gabav, everything is going to be okay. Now, the Emes is just to hit the pause button for 1 second. From this Noid of Yehuda comes out of Dover Nifla. Because one of the things we speak about a lot, twice in the Sechta Soita, is a katan can't be married midday raisa. Is there a hechatimtza that a katan could get married midday raisa, mechas chinuch? So we have a little bit of a rishik. So midday rabbanon, that's a gemara masechta, sanhedrin daf ayin vav mebeis. I mean midday raisa. Is it shaykh for a katan to get married midday raisa? So what's the hechatimtza? You have the rebar barzilai, Zachen Ladam Shalay Befanav. You have Rashi in Kedushin Daf Yutes Amar Aleph, and that is in a case of Yibum, a Kotem Ben Pes, according to Rashi, as Hes Yibum Dei Reis. We have the Meiser Rekeh Chiddush, that if he was a Gil Chal Shonav Lo Gil Chal Cyrus, we have now a Noida Yehuda. According to the Noida Yehuda, if there's a God of Lamed Al Gabav, the Kedushin is going to be a Kedushin. But Al Koparim, this is what the Noida Yehuda wrote to the Chachmei Frankfurt. He told him that Yuch Paskening, that Itzik, Hassan Danan, was a Shaita. Noniach, he was a Shaita, which I disagree with, but Noniach, he was a Shaita, but there was a God of Lamed Al Gabav, Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz. And being that there was a God of Lamed Al Gabav, according to Tosfos and Gittin Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, at the very least, that gives us enough of a reason that it should be a suffix, maybe the get was a get. And I'm telling you, I hold based on this Yerushalmi, there's a starker mokim to say, and Yehuda held that way, la'alocha, that if a shoita would be megarish an isha, and he would do it, begad olayim al agaba, b'teiriz vaday, the gerishin would be a gerishin. So zok tichsam soifer, that I'm going to write a tshuva, and I'm going to be machri on this halacha. But the first thing I need to do is tchila oimer zeh. I have to tell you the following. In Sufik ba'olam, there's no Sufik in the world. That if a shoita would be Makadesh, would be Makarish and Isha when he's a shoita, aim the mice of klum. There's no one in the world should think for one second otherwise. Ulafuke, and the reason I'm saying this, because I have to be mafkiyah, mashakosa, besefa, oira, yosha, daf nuntes. Al shem agoyin, anoida, be Yehuda. The lafim, mashakosa, toys, again, chav, gimel, amibes, vachulu, vachulu, vachulu. It's not the way it is. And says the chsam soifer, vidvore, melu, mitzvah, lefarsem, to'usam, vichalil, lasse, safilu, sniff. Don't even use it as a sniff. And he says he saw the Beis Meir quoted this night, that the Beis Meir was Meirich, and he says, V'gamani mitzarif al kola now that the Beis Meir wrote. He says, first of all, we know throughout Shas, the Gemara says, if someone becomes a shoita lo yoytzi oylobis, what do you mean? All of a sudden, there's this new patent, every chair of shoita can now all of a sudden do anything. Al yidei God olayim al gabav, it's untenable. It's untenable, it can't be. He said, no one ever said it, there's not one poysik that ever said such a chiddush, and you can't just make up chiddushim like this. Chamsayf, it was shaloi kedarkoi towards the Noida B'Yehuda. Very, very snarf, and at the end he says, v'advarim brurin, v'cholilo lasay safilu sniff, midivrei seif oira yosher, and now, v'yishtake hadove v'lo yiyomer. I mean, Chamsayf said it 10 times. So he wants it to be clear that you can't be soymich on this Noida B'Yehuda. L'maisa Noida B'Yehuda had a Yerushalmi. So the Chassam Sofer has a whole arichas to say pshat in the Yerushalmi. But I'll tell you something nifladig mamish. The Chassam Sofer said, what's that kipshat? What's that kipshat? L'maisa, at the end of the day, Tosfos says that ksivas aget, you could do all your day or God olayim al gabav. Tosfos had to have a mina chalitza also. I mean, it sounds like you could do chalitza, but God olayim al gabav. So if you could do chalitza, you could do ksivas aget, even though you need das, so why can't you do kedushin? Why can't you do gerushin? I mean, that's where the Noivu is coming from. Noivu didn't make this up. Noivu has real, real places to say this. So Lechura, Zochtach Sam Seifer, why is it Mamish Yishtaka Hadover Velo Yomer? So the Chassam Sofer says, and again, this is way beyond the scope of this rate, right? That you have to say there's a chilik in terms of the sheer das that you have to have for Vekosav Lo Lishma, and the sheer das that you have to do Chalitza, versus the sheer das you have to do a Maisa Kinyan, to do a Kedushin and a Gerushin. Ksivas Aget Lishma is not das Kinyan. Even Chalitza, so that's the Chacham Tzvi and Siman Aleph, Ein Kama Goymoy, but also he says that's not Das Kinyan. As opposed to Kedushin and Gerushin, that's a Das Kinyan, and over there the threshold is much higher. But the problem is the Noida B'Yehuda came from a Yerushalmi that said Kedushin. Znok Tachsam Soifer. I think the Noida B'Yehuda made a toys in how he learned the Yerushalmi. You ready for this? The Yerushalmi didn't mean Kedushin. Didn't mean Kedushin, it said Kedushin. What the Yerushalmi meant to say was Kiddush Mechatos. That's what the Yerushalmi meant. That the Mekadosh Mechatos ain't Kedushin, Kedushin. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Rabbi Yechim and Rabbi Omer, he wasn't talking about Maisa Kedushin. He was talking about Kiddush Mechatos. And they bring here on the bottom of the Chassam Sofers that if you look in the Vilna Goyen, the Goyen in Yerushalmi said the same exact thing. He tightens the word Kedushin. What does it mean, Kedushin? Not to be Mekadosh and Isha. He tightens a Kiddush Mechatos. Hear what's going on over here? We talk about Yerushalmi being sosum. It's so sosum that it says Kedushin. And you have Machlekes Chassam Sofer, Noida B'Yehuda, Mamish, Rabbi Jacob Neagel. Do we mean Kedushin? Or do we mean Kiddush Mechatos? The Noida B'Yehuda would look at the Chassam Sofer and say, I don't know what you're talking about. I have a Mufurish of Raisa. Chavanof in the Yerushalmi. Zok the Chassam Sofer. No, you don't. It's Kiddush Mechatos. Mamish, Dvar in the Flom. It's unbelievable. I saw in some of the Yerushalmis, so there's a Mesiris Hashas. It sends you to a Mishnah in Mesachtes Parah. Perikei Mishnah Dalet. I said, that sounds like the Chassam Sofer is for sure right. I mean, if it's a Masechtas Parah, it's probably not talking about Kedushin. Probably talking about Kiddush Mechatas. I mean, I don't think that you have to be a forensic investigator to be able to do that math in your head. Abul Amais, I looked it up. There's one problem. It doesn't say what it says in the Yerushalmi. It says Be'erich. It talks about a Cheresh Oitav HaKotan and whether or not they could be Mekadosh to Mechatas. I hear it. Maybe that's enough for the Masechtas Hashas, but Lamais, it's Zichen, not a Kash on the Noid of Yehuda. It doesn't say in Mefurish. So the bottom line is that we have over here Machloik between the Chassam Sofer and Noid of Yehuda regarding the Sinyan. Mamish Nifldeh. It got late early. So we'll have to pick up maybe the rest of the tshuva a little a different time, but just to move along the way the Chassam Sofer approached this, the next thing the Chassam Sofer said was, he said first things first, right? He didn't even start the tshuva yet. He said first things first, I mean it's half the tshuva, but he didn't really get into the chomer yet. He says a shoita that's mekadesh for sure, a shoita doesn't have an ability to be mekadesh. There's no way the shoita has the ability to be mekadesh. Okay, so that's good, right? That supports the kula right now. So shoita can't be mekadesh. There's no tzad in the world. So based on that, l'chayra, we would think that there's a stark tzad to say the kedushin shouldn't be a kedushin. Why? Because of the tor. Because the tor said nishtata mishaleach. So done. The kedushin is going to be bottled. But the Chassam Sofer wrote back to his Talmud. I know the tor says nishtata mishaleach. The kedushin is bottled, but the Rambam says not that way. And he's very mayrich in the Shita Saraman. That was really the part of the tshuva that we were supposed to talk about now. And he brings the Ktzayis Rayas, and he brings other Rayas as well, the Rashis. But the bottom line is, says the Chassam Sofer, that it's clear to me that there's another Shita here, and that's the Shita Saraman. So it comes out really, we can't be machriya between the Rambam and the Tor. So l'chur, you have a suffik. You have a suffik between the halacha is like the Rambam, the suffik, the halacha is like the Tor. He said, but then there's another problem. You heard from the Olam that this person was a shoita, mamish koidem p'tirasai. But do you know that if he was a shoita like Chagiga daf gimel amid beis and daf dalet amid aleph, do you know if he was a shoita as is discussed in the parts of the Ora Yosher that Chassam Sofer did like? And we have to get now into a whole lengthy discussion as to how we define a shoita. So you don't know for sure that he was the right type of shoita, meaning the wrong type of shoita. So the bottom line, but the point is, at the end of the day, he says, to stam say that he was a shoita and dismiss this whole shlichus, I can't do that. Why? He said, I have two problems. Number one, maybe the halacha is like the Rambam, that even though it becomes a shoita, still the kedushin is going to be a kedushin. And number two, who's to say that he was a fartig shoita? And because he wasn't a fartig shoita, then it wouldn't be a problem. So he says, I have a svek sveka lahachmer. I have two stodim to say that you have to be machmer over here. Maybe the halacha is like the Rambam, and maybe he wasn't a full-fledged shaita. Maybe he wasn't alive. So that's a whole shmooze in the Chassam Sofer here. It's a page and a half of the six-page tshuvas on that topic, where he says that when usually not soymich that people died, and as a result he had a cheskes chayim. So to assume he died, that's not something I'm going to be able to do. We'll speak at one last kinach where the shoyl said that I have another svara. I have a svara tan lemeitav tavdu, tav lemeitav tandu, lemeitav armalu. That l'churid is an umdin of the muchach that this person didn't want to be married. What's the umdin of the muchach? The umdin of the muchach is that she wants to marry a goises. It doesn't make any sense. Why would she get married right now to a goises? Elamai, there's a svara. Tav, lemeitav tandum, lemeitav armalu. But I don't think in this instance it's going to work. And that was a big taina that the Talmud Chassam Sofer used to support his argument that I don't think this marriage should be a marriage. So the Chassam Sofer said a dover nifla. He said there's a gemara in Masechtas Bava Kamma from all places. Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis. This is the second to last gemara in Masechtas Bava Kamma. Goes into Mamish. Perika goes late. I'm sorry. Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis. The gemara says like this. Elo meyato yuvama shenachluf ne mokashchin teipet balei chalitza. A yuvama that falls to mokashchin, she should be able to get out of her situation. Why? Because she never had a mind to get married in this oifen. So the Gemara says, no, why not? Again, Yuvama falls liyibum to a mukashchin. She should be able to say mekachtoi. Said, I know I was going to fall to a mukashchin, I would have never agreed to get married. But the Gemara says, it's not a taina, because we have an anan sahadi that this woman would be married to anybody. So you see this halacha of talamet of tandu. Said the Chassam Sofer, I think Pashit, the way you learn this Gemara is that there's no woman that really wants to be married to a Mokashchen. Nobody wants to be married to a Mokashchen. But at the same time, this woman doesn't know for sure that she's going to be married to a Mokashchen. She'll only be married to a Mokashchen if her husband dies and she has no children. So she's willing to live dangerously. She's willing to roll the dice. She's willing to be married. Aye, there's a tzad that she's going to be married to a Mokashchen. But that's okay. Why? Because Azenema Tavla Metav Tandu Milamate of Armalo. There's a svar of tan lemeit of tandum lemeit of amalu, and therefore she's willing to stay married to this person, even though she knows that this marriage might lead to her eventually having to be married to a mukeshchen. Stating that, there's a Mardchai in Perik Dalin Masach Yevam is Perik Achayil. It's one of the most famous Mardchais ever, where the Mardchai discusses a woman that falls liyibum to a mummer. And this Mardchai came up so many times in all the tshuvas that were written in the 1800s. By the way, you can't imagine how many tshuvas were written in the 1800s on the topic of Yevamas. Why? Because it was very, very common where unfortunately you would have a husband and a wife and the man would die, would leave up with no children, and he had a brother living in America and go find this guy and it's not a gay, and now all of a sudden she becomes an agun because she needs chalitza in order for her to be able to get married. As a matter of fact, it was not moishchiach. There were women that wouldn't marry men if they knew that there was a brother that was not Oiskehalten Bedina Yisrael, or he was living on another part of the world, because she knew there was a good chance that she would end up being a mummer. It's Mamish Diskamara, where a woman doesn't want to get married because there's a brother, Mukashkin, and she's afraid that at some point she's going to be married to a Mukashkin. This is a social issue that was so big 150 years ago that we partially have completely forgotten about. But the bottom line is, this was a Yevamus was a very, very real deal. But Al Kopanim's big Eitzah that the Poiskim all wanted to use was this Mardchai, where the Mardchai says that it could be by a Mummer, there's no Zika. Because it says Ki Yesh Bo Achen. Achen means it has to be Achen the Mitzvahs, the Ksais, and the Chsam Soif, and all that raid. But the bottom line is, this was a Gracious Snifla Hakel. So in that Mardchai, the Mardchai brings from the Marami Rutenberg, that the Marami Rutenberg wanted to say that it could be that in such a case, where a man dies, leaves over no children, and she's going to fall yibum to a mummer, it could be that she can go out b'lei chalitza. Why? Because the Gemara said in Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yod, ready? Because the Gemara said in Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yod, Elamiyata, a Yavama that falls to a mukashchin, hates it b'lei chalitza. What was the Gemara's teretz? Tav lemeitav tandum lemeitav armelu. Said the Marami Rutenberg, that's true to be married to a mukashchin. But a frum woman to be married to a mummer, no way. There's no frum woman. No Bisyakov go would ever agree to that. And as a result, there's no Tav Lamet of Tandem Lamet of Armelu. So the Rami Rutenberg wanted to say a Chiddush Noira, that here you have the Gemara's Kashim Bava Kamo on the terrace, and the Kubishi won't follow Yibam. That's what's mentioned in that Mardchai. A Bezokhtach Sam Soifa, I don't understand Pashup Shad. I don't understand Pashup Shad in this Marami Rutenberg. Because Poshin, I always thought that the whole Inyan of Tav Lamet of Tandum Lamet of Amalu is because we don't assume in her mind she's never going to fall a Yibon. So I'll be married now, I'll roll the dice. If that's the case, what's the difference if the brother was a Mukashchin or if the brother was a Mummer? What was the whole Taina of the Gemara? The Gemara's Taina was a woman doesn't want to be married to a Mukashchin. The Gemara said Tav Lamet of Tandum. What was the Gemara's Teres? That she doesn't mind being married to the Mukashchin. That wasn't the Gemara's Teres. The way I learned the Gemara, I thought the Gemara's teretz was that she's willing to stay married to her husband because mechatesi, she's going to have a fall to the mukashchin. Well, if that's the case, then what's the Marami Rutenberg say? So Sedech Sam Soifer, it's mavur from the Marami Rutenberg that the Marami Rutenberg held that's not pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is not that I'm willing to roll the dice. Pshat is I'm willing to marry a mukashchin. Tav lemeit of tandu goes so weit, I'm willing to marry a mukashchin. And that's why the Marami Rutenberg said that's true for mukashchin. But that's not true for a mummer. And because it's not true for a mummer, in this case, it's not going to be an issue. In other words, said the Chsam Sofer, it comes out in Nifla de Gazach, that when the Gemara says, Tav lemeit of tandum lemeit of armelu, really, you're taking two things into account. You're taking into account the fact that right now, this woman is getting married to this man, and she wants to be married to this man. Additionally, when we cheshben Tav lemeit of tandum lemeit of armelu, we also take into account who she would get married to in the event that she ends up falling liyibum. So the Chsam Sofer said, you started off the Shaila by telling me, Sfardi Echad. This person is from Sfard. If he's from Sfard, that means he has yibum in his world. If he has yibum in this world, that means when this woman accepted the Kedusha from this man, in her mind, there's a good cheshbon here. Because I'll be married to you. Oh, and Khalil, if something happens, then she's going to end up being married to the brother. And being that there's a svar of Tav Lamet of Tandum Lamet of Armelu, Klapi de Yavam also, Kimavu in the Marat and Marutenberg. So now you have to ask yourself, before you're oikid this Kedushin, based on a Mekach Tois, is this woman for sure not interested in getting married this second to a Shchid Marat? I hear that. But there's a brother, and the brother's going to have a Mitzvah Yibum. And Tav Lamet of Tandum Lamet of Armelu. So now she's going to get herself married. And for that, you don't have such a stark svar to be oikir. And if that's the case, said the Chsam Sofer, I can't be soimach on it. The bottom line is the Chsam Sofer wrote him that I'm not willing to give you a kula. He says maybe there's other rabbanim that will be mekel, but Chassam Sofer with his ganze koyach de atera, he felt I couldn't do it. His lashon is that the eni oimer lo issa v'lo heter. He says I can't give you no issa no heter. Ula yimotze goy nechad ashadaita rechava. Maybe you can find a bigger guy to ask this question to. The yimotze lo heter. Maybe he'll find a heter.